From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Although jurors have handed down a verdict in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, the case is not over. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports prosecutors say they are ready to take the case back to court.
The Blagojevich jury found the former governor guilty of only one of the 24 counts he faced, making false statements to the FBI. It's a charge that carries a maximum five-year prison term and a $250,000 fine, and it's a conviction that Blagojevich says he will appeal. The judge declared a mistrial on the other 23 counts the jury could not agree on, and U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald is ready to retry Blagojevich on those counts.
So for all practical purposes, we are in the mode of being close to jury selection for a retrial.
Attorneys meet next week to discuss a date for a new trial. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Pakistan's top weather official says flooding won't stop in his country until the end of August. Swollen rivers are sending water downstream, inundating southern provinces. At least 1,500 people are dead, and some 20 million Pakistanis are affected by the unprecedented disaster. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Punjab province, where people are trying to find food, water, and shelter.
People are living outside. They're living with very little protection from the rain. You don't see major encampments set up down here in the southern Punjab as a result of the flooding. People tended to stay close to their homes, which meant that they have taken up residence really along roadsides and canal sides, and so that they can check, really, to see what's happening, or at least see their homes.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Punjab. Meanwhile, reports from northern India say heavy rain has collapsed the roof of a school building. At least 17 children are feared dead. Rescuers are looking for more missing people. Heavy rain in China has triggered more deadly landslides. At least 67 people perished today in Yunnan province. It's believed 1,500 people have died in China this rainy season, most of them in northern Gansu province. In primary elections in the U.S., Washington State Democratic Senator Patty Murray has won her contest. She will face Republican Dino Rossi this fall. Murray says she's confident she'll win.
I have never worried about who my opponent is. I've always said this is who I am and what I believe and what I want to do.
Republican Rossi says Murray's 18 years in office have made her out of touch with Washington state residents. In Wyoming, the Republican gubernatorial race has been extremely close. Former U.S. Attorney Matt Mead appears to have won. His lead over challenger Rita Meyer is a little more than 700 votes. However, Meyer has conceded the race. Hundreds of people are filling a highway in eastern Afghanistan today, upset over this week's deaths of two people in a NATO raid. NATO's released a statement saying two insurgents were killed in a firefight. You're listening to NPR News. Vice President Joe Biden will be among those paying respects to former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens today in Anchorage. The 86-year-old and four other people died in a small plane crash last week in southwest Alaska. Alaska Public Radio Network's Libby Casey reports the cause of the crash remains under investigation.
Thousands of people are expected to attend Ted Stevens Memorial, including the leader of Senate Republicans, Mitch McConnell, and a dozen other members of Congress. Stevens was the Senate's longest-serving Republican before he lost re-election 2 years ago. During 60 years of public service, he helped found the state of Alaska and usher it into the modern era. On Tuesday, his body lay in state at a small Anchorage church. Hundreds of Alaskans paid their respects, including veteran Finis Sheldon.
I think he'll probably go down in history as a, you know, one of the pillars of the community up here, as it's been anyway since statehood. There'll be others that'll come along, but he sure did his part to make Alaska what it is.
The Stevens family has not yet made public whether he will be buried in Arlington National Cemetery or Alaska. For NPR News, I'm Libby Casey in Anchorage.
A federal appeals court panel has ruled people have the right to lie about whether they get military medals. The case involves Xavier Alvarez, who lied when he publicly claimed he'd won a Medal of Honor. He was accused of violating the Stolen Valor Act, but the appellate judges ruled the law is not constitutional because it violates free speech. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles says it is weighing whether to appeal. Iraqi officials say al-Qaeda may have carried out yesterday's massive suicide bombing at a recruitment center. At least 57 people were killed. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.